Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To me, and I've always maintained that I would be a terrible GM, right? And I don't know how you build a winner other than you have to have a quarterback. And, you know, it always tilts me when five games into the season, we're always in the same boat where people just want to start losing and get good draft picks and then hope we hit on a quarterback. But I feel like we're overrating coaches. We're overrating like how a five-year – I laugh at guys' five-year plans because nothing – works like that, right? Like if you don't have, it basically comes down to this for me, Barry. If you don't have a quarterback, you got nothing, right? And you got to get lucky to get one. Who knows if Justin Fields is going to hit? Who knows if Trey Lance is going to hit? Who knows if Zach in the preseason, everybody thought that all those guys were going to hit. And then here we are 6 weeks in and they look like big question marks, right? You gotta have a court. Look at Belichick without Brady, right? If Tomlin didn't have Roethlisberger, would he have what he has? It's a very cynical take, Barry, but it's almost like if you don't strike lightning in a bottle or whatever and get a quarterback, you got nothing. And we have nothing. And nobody has a master plan. Maybe in the 80s, you know, where Joe could win with a different quarterback every other year. That's not how football works now. You got to get a Justin Herbert.
You got to score 30 points.
You got to have a Tom Brady. You got to score 30 points. You got to have a great quarterback, and nobody knows who they're going to be year to year coming out of the draft.
So I can't disagree with that at all. And I think that I'd look at two
examples. Nobody knows
examples.
How to do it.
And is there some luck involved? I mean, I would love to know, were there scouts in the 2019 draft, or 2020 draft, sorry, that had Justin Herbert rated above Tua Tagovailoa?
Maybe a few. But
if there were, then those guys know what they're looking at, right? So,
yeah.
So think about the Dolphins and what they're. So the Dolphins are probably the most disappointing team in the league right now, right? 1-5, lost to the Jaguars. Mm-hmm. Tua doesn't look like he's absolutely the solution, of course. And meanwhile, even though the Chargers got blown out by the Ravens this past week, like that franchise feels like, okay, we have our quarterback. Everything is on the table. Everything is possible because we have this guy and we can build around it. If the Dolphins were wrong about Tua, their entire program has regressed. And that's, you know, it's so recently that this franchise spent a first-round pick on a quarterback that was a complete bust,
right,
and it set the franchise back. How many years?
Could
pick
be,
a number.
It could
years.
Be five.
We've done it multiple
five
times.
To seven.
We did it with Robert, and God only knows what would have happened if he didn't get injured and Hubris didn't get in the way. But that set us back. The Haskins thing set us back.
Although you got lucky in that draft because they did take Cousins in the fourth round.
Right. But it was so bought us some time.
But
to
most
tread
teams
water.
Aren't taking two quarterbacks in the
yeah,
same
but
draft.
We just treaded water, and as Barry said, we never committed to him.
Right.
Right. And so I think that the Haskins thing, because it came in Jay's last year, and because then Rivera's coming in a weird offseason and is like, well, they spent a first rounder on this guy. Like, I probably need to at least give him the chance. And that obviously didn't work. It's just you're treading water or going backwards if you haven't solved that position for years. I mean, look in the division, guys. Like, the Giants are treading water because who knows, you know, Daniel Jones, they've kind of wasted seasons with him, and he certainly doesn't seem like the consistent long-term solution. Did the Eagles make the right decision to commit to Hurts as the starter? Wentz obviously was terrible and needed to change the scenery, but are they going to advance further because they have Jalen Hurts at quarterback, the team in the division that has it figured out and looks like a contender is the one team that has a quarterback in the Cowboys. And you saw what happened to them when he got hurt. And now that he's back and Dak Prescott is kind of an MVP contender, they look like, as Jason keeps saying, you got to score 30 points. Mm-hmm. The Cowboys can score 30 points any week, and that makes them dangerous. So it is, I kind of hate to keep coming back to the quarterback drum. I feel like I've written this before. Like I feel like I have a xylophone with one note in front of me, and I just keep banging the one note. But it's the one note that matters.
Yeah.
So I don't think you can overplay that.
And the thing is that other than like Andrew Luck, and you know maybe Burrow, like there's just nobody. Like once in every 10 years, is there a can't misser that everybody's right about? Right. So for the most part, this is cynical, and maybe it's just because we're in a terrible franchise here with a terrible owner. But I just feel like nobody's a genius. Nobody knows anything. It's pure luck if you get a quarterback. If you got a quarterback, you could go on a 10-year run. If you don't, you're going to be us.
You might be right. I mean, I'd like
anything.
To think. That's why I come back to, like, if there are guys, I would love to know who the guys are that have gotten it right and have been like, mm-hmm. okay, I think Justin, nobody else is saying this, but I think Justin Herbert is the best quarterback in this, and maybe not better than Burrow. Maybe Burrow mm-hmm. is going to be great. I think that the Chargers have more around
I would take Herbert over Burrow. I would take Herbert over Burrow.
I don't think
today.
That's a crazy take. Yeah. I don't think that's a crazy take at all. I mean, the one, I'll go back to what I already said, like, give me the people who had Herbert over Tua, and then I'll believe it's not all luck. Like right. if there were 5 or 10 or 15, you know, execs, scouts, whoever, who were picking lower in the draft, but said, ooh, that guy's, like, sneaky good.
But even then that's then luck, because it could be just sure. one time they got right.
Sure, sure.
You know
sure.
what I mean?
I totally get what you're saying. I get what you're saying. And, I obviously I've covered a lot of baseball, and I remember – I mean, this is a million years ago when Mike Rizzo was the scouting director here, not the general manager. And I was just trying to figure it out. And I was talking to him at spring training, and he was getting ready for the draft. And I was like, well, you know, it's kind of a crapshoot, right? And he looked at me like, yeah, I mean, the despise in his eyes was like, crapshoot? Do you uh-huh. think my life is a crapshoot? Like, these guys believe they can figure it out. They believe that
they can.
They can.
I think in baseball it's a little more manageable for some reason.
Yeah, but there's also huge scouting departments for these college kids. I mean, there's 20 guys that are looking at these players.
Sure.
You know, it's not just
for
one
sure.
or two.
And I mean, I will say, you know, baseball, like it does. It's like raw talent kind of translates because it's a pitcher against the batter. And if mm-hmm. you're talking about a quarterback, you could, there are a bazillion measurables, and that includes, like, you know, measuring some of the mental part of it, but there is also a kind of in the line of fire element of,
yes.
okay, you're standing at the line of scrimmage, you know what the defense is showing, you know what they might switch to after the snap, you know, if you watch, like, those NFL films, things where, like, Ed Reed and Bill Belichick are talking about, oh, I read Peyton Manning's eyes, and I was looking at film, and I knew that if he mm-hmm. pumped left, he was going to actually come back left after that. Like, all of that, I don't know that you can scout. And that matters as a quarterback, because defenses are complex. They're trying to throw stuff at you. And how do you know that?
Think about this. I mean, we've said this for years, and I think you would agree with us. And maybe it's, you know, It's the most difficult position in the world. There are about 7 or 8 guys, literally, that are elite at this, right? It's the most difficult position in all of sports to be an elite quarterback. That, you know, there are plenty of guys that can get to the line of scrimmage and run a play and have an arm, but to be elite, I think it is by far the most difficult. It's easier to hit a quadruple axle than it is to play quarterback at an elite level, and that's why it's so rare to have one.
And I think the guys who do it for so long, you know, Rodgers and Brady now, mm-hmm. Peyton recently,
Breeze.
show that, because, you know, even though Tom Brady keeps himself in great shape and at 44 is like, you know, I'm sure he's a great athlete and you know, physically fit to do the position, the arm is still kind of there. You can't tell me that the reason they have longevity is because they look at the puzzle of the defense and they know what's going to happen. And so it doesn't matter, you know, it doesn't matter whether they can do what Patrick Mahomes can do at whatever age he is,
right.
24. It matters that they process the information,
yes,
and make the right decision. And that's why they can play for 20 years. It doesn't have to, you know, like Tom Brady can't run for 5 yards or 8 yards. Like, but he doesn't have to because he sees it and he understands it and he processes it quickly. And the physical tools haven't diminished to the point where the mind overrides the physical part.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.